President's back on the road. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News, touring the site of a new Intel plant to be built in Ohio.
This is starting something that's going to change the face of the country.
President Biden using Intel's semiconductor investment as a backdrop to highlight a legislative win with the passage of the CHIPS Act in a state with a tight U.S. Senate race. The president's praising the outgoing Republican senator.
I want to thank Rob Portman for being the gentleman and decent man that he is, and for showing that Democrats and Republicans can work together to get big things done for our country. I really mean it.
This less than 2 months to the midterms as Republicans blame the Biden agenda for challenges, including high inflation. 10 days of mourning underway in Britain.
It's quite a sad day, isn't it? I mean, she has been like a constant for more than 70 years.
He's among the many paying respects outside Buckingham Palace to Queen Elizabeth, where King Charles III arrived earlier today. Receiving a warm welcome and offering handshakes and thanks to the crowd set for his first address as king at this hour, as Britain goes from longest-serving monarch to the oldest person ever to assume the throne at 73. A disaster emergency declared in New York State over polio found in wastewater in a New York City suburb. More evidence that the virus is spreading. The governor's declaration aimed at boosting vaccination rates, with health officials warning the virus can cause paralysis, and that people living, working, going to school, or visiting New York City, Orange, Rockland, Nassau, and Sullivan counties, if they're unvaccinated, are at the highest risk. Just getting word of changes coming to Major League Baseball. The Associated Press says the league has approved changes, including bigger bases and a pitch clock for the 2023 season. America is listening to Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Abortion rights makes it onto the Michigan ballot.
A Michigan election board placing an abortion rights proposal on the November ballot, obeying an order from the state's Supreme Court, allowing voters to decide whether to make reproductive freedom state law. The amendment would give women the right to make pregnancy-related decisions, including on abortion and birth control, without interference from the state, blocking a 1931 Michigan law to make abortion a felony, except in cases to save a mother's life. A trigger ban on the 91-year-old law has yet to take effect. The Michigan Supreme Court approving the ballot initiative after a board of canvassers made up of two Republicans and two Democrats were deadlocked over the decision.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. The election board also sending to voters another proposed amendment to the state constitution on voting rights, including state-funded drop boxes for absentee ballots. A number of Memphis attractions are offering comfort to residents coping with a string of tragedies.
The Memphis Zoo, Botanic Gardens, Dixon Gallery and Gardens, the Museum of Science and History, and the Lichterman Nature Center, all offering free admission to give Memphis residents a place to relax and heal after a violent week in the city. Last week, a mother of two, Eliza Fletcher, was kidnapped and murdered while out for an early morning jog. Days later, a gunman went on a shooting spree across the city, killing four and injuring three others. Memorial services and tributes are pouring out all across Tennessee's second largest city. Runners came together for an early morning jog Friday to remember Fletcher 1 week after her death. Gianna Gelosi, Fox News.
The 19-year-old shooting spree suspect appearing in court today. He's been assigned a public defender and held without bail. There's a rally on Wall Street. The Dow's up 320 points, back over 32K. The S&P and the NASDAQ also rallying more than 1% and getting back over their most recent thresholds. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.